Hi, I'm Michael Cruz Kane, and this is A Good Cry, a comedy podcast about grief. There, I said it. I was scared to say it, but now I said it. And now you heard it, and now we're doing it. Now, look, I know it sounds weird, but podcasting is actually one of the stages of grief. You got denial, you got anger, you got bargaining, you got podcasting, and then you have acceptance. So I'm at stage 4 out of 5, which is pretty good. Right around 12 years ago, my son Fisher died. I hope you're okay hearing that. It's one of the saddest things you can possibly hear, and definitely the saddest thing I have ever experienced. But I'm okay now, most of the time. Unless something reminds me of him, like a song, or a movie, or a commercial. Or if I see something about fatherhood literally anywhere in any manifestation, or if I see a fish, or there are a lot of things, honestly. Anyway, this pod is about demystifying and destigmatizing grief, which for some dumb reason is probably the most isolating human feeling, even though it's only through grief that we are ever able to know what it is to be alive, to be human, to be connected to every single person who has ever lived and every single person who has ever died. Or maybe that's wrong. I really don't know. I'm kind of making it up as I go, if we're being totally honest, which we are trying to be. Before I tell you more about my podcast, let me tell you my story. When my wife and I got pregnant for the first time, I was very anxious about it. I'd always wanted to have kids forever, but when it really came down to having one, boy, was I scared. I have pretty bad eczema, and it's a pretty good barometer for my anxiety. During this time, we're talking flare-ups a go-go. I mean, big, itchy rashes. And they're wet, but they're also dry. You hear that? They're wet and they're dry. And when we found out that we were having twins, oof, I metamorphed into basically a full lizard person. I mean, I became a Komodo dragon man. Every day, I'm lathering myself in creams and ointments. It was disgusting. What was I talking about? Oh, yes, twins. We were having twins. We were informed pretty early in my wife's pregnancy that the twins had something called twin-to-twin transfusion syndrome, which is really so bad. Basically, it means that the nutrients from my wife are being allocated unevenly. So one twin gets too much and one twin gets too little, and it's not good for either of them. But she had a successful surgery where the doctors cut her open and shot lasers at her placenta. They shot lasers at her placenta. I hope you can hear the bold italics and underline in my voice when I say that, because it's incredible that that's a thing that people can do. And even better, it worked. The boys were good to go. At 32 weeks, which is a little bit early, they needed to be born because of the amount of fluid around them, which I could explain to you, but why don't you just roll with it for now. They were born via C-section, and they were fine. They were good. They were good-looking also, by the way. They had to stay in the NICU, which is the neonatal intensive care unit, for a few weeks, but they were in great shape until suddenly they weren't. Just over a month old, one of my sons had something called a volvulus, which means that his intestines detached from the rest of his body, they twisted around, and they ripped open. And the stuff that was supposed to be going down his intestines spilled into the rest of his body, so he died from sepsis. And I know the way I told that was abrupt, but that's what it was like for us too. Everything just humming along, you're getting ready to take your sons back from the hospital, and then you're not. They're not the boys anymore. His twin brother lived, and he's the best. And so is his sister, who was born a couple years later. Also the best. But Fisher Daniel Kane, who was also the best, three-way tie for best there, which is great, he never left the hospital. In my entire life, I never heard anyone really get into grief. I knew about it from movies and TV. You've got your crying, for sure. You've got your screaming, definitely. You've got your certainty that life will never be the same, certainly. You probably got some dark glasses. You maybe have a veil, but we never get into all the rest of it. We stop at the door and we don't go in. This podcast is about going in together. And we'll talk about all the heavy stuff, but we'll also get into the details people never get around to sharing, because you're suddenly talking in calligraphy all the time. You have to become this classical music version of yourself when you're grieving. Did you accidentally inhale your dead relative's ashes? Did you find a huge stash of something embarrassing after they died? Or did your funeral parlor give you a receipt that inexplicably said at the bottom, "Thank you, come again"? That last one happened to me. I could not believe it. Everyone who has ever grieved has a three-dimensional story to tell full of details like those. How do I know? Well, after not talking about Fisher with anyone other than my wife for, 10 years, I tweeted about my grief and how much I wanted to talk about it. I went to bed, and when I woke up, the tweets had gone viral. Twitter named them tweets of the year. I was interviewed for newspapers. I was interviewed for TV shows. But more importantly, thousands of people responded with their stories of grief. All kinds of people. Politicians, priests, pornographers, all other P words. They felt like they had been keeping their grief inside too. And one of the very few universalizing things in our lives remains the most isolating. And that's crazy, and it sucks. So let's change it. On each episode of A Good Cry, I'll talk with a fellow griever or some kind of grief expert, and we'll get into all the messy stuff that surrounds the way we suffer, the way we heal, and the ways we don't. And sometimes we won't. And that's fine too. No rush. Look, no pressure for me to be happy or to be sad or to be anything. I'm very chill. I'm just here to talk. I hope it helps. And if it doesn't, I am really sorry. This is A Good Cry.